on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Online spending during the 5 days from Thanksgiving through Monday is expected to increase by 7% this year, according to Adobe Analytics. The company's lead insight analyst, Vivek Pandia, says more than $40 billion will be spent in that period, and that includes today.
Black Friday online sales continue to grow significantly, especially this year. We're expecting about 9.9% year-on-year growth, and that'll account for about $10.8 billion in spend. So a record level of spending for Black Friday this year.
The post-Thanksgiving travel rush could be messy in areas of the Great Lakes region. That's where several feet of lake-effect snow are possible. President-elect Trump's threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada, but Mexico's president said Thursday there would not be a tariff war with the U.S. And French President Macron showed off the rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral after the 2019 fire. It reopens December 8th. This is ABC.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. We all know what Black Friday is for shopping, but now more than ever, small businesses need local support. Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Founded in 2010, Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, has quickly become an important part of small businesses' busiest shopping season. In 2023, the reported projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion. If you're heading out to the deer stand this holiday weekend, prioritize safety. Brittany Merlot has more.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doering, a physician assistant at Aspirus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
Smaller trees, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
The Packers dominate the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers took advantage of the cold, the wind, and the snow and rolled over the Miami Dolphins in Green Bay last night. The final score 30-17. The Packers have now won three games in a row. Up next, a rematch with the Lions. Matt LaFleur.
You know, handling our business, two games in 5 days, that feels really good. And we got a great challenge in front of us going to Detroit, the premier team in the National Football League. And we're going to have to play our best to have an opportunity to beat them.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We're building a good thing on offense right now. We're getting in that rhythm, finding that groove, and just got to keep being consistent. We'll take it another week at a time, and we know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game, so we'll look at everything, look at all the film, and just the rhythm we're finding in offense right now, the way the defense is playing, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
College football, the Badgers and Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium today, playing for the rights for the Paul Bunyan Axe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Flurries this morning, mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15, tomorrow sunshine 25. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. And on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's producer Todd. Thanks for being along on this Friday morning. Jim and John enjoying an extended holiday. They'll be back bright and early on Monday morning starting at 6 a.m. We're featuring the best of Football Friday with Burkle's One Block Over and our live music series with Heights Pub and Parlor. So back-to-back football and music content from the guys on this Black Friday.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Glam band Dennis is joining us. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the young man growing up on the mean streets in New Jersey, hanging out with the Soprano Boys, the Gottis, and a host of others with a lot of vowels in their names. But this young man turned away from a life in the mob to pursue his dream of gridiron glory, starting out in Macomb, Illinois, with the Leathernecks of Western Illinois University. From there, a free agent who scratched, clawed, and fought his way to the top to become an all-pro center for the first ballot Hall of Famer by the name of Brett Lorenzo Favre. Truly a bodyguard to the star. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Mino and Mayor Show, the one, the only, the legend, Tony Bag of Donuts Winters.
I changed your name to make it a little more mob-like.
Yes, it's mob it is.
Frankie. Welcome.
Johnny, wow, what an introduction. That was awesome.
How you doing, buddy?
I was going to say, Frank, what did you pay for that? I want one of those. Who did that? That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Was that in-house? Did you guys do that in-house, or did you guys have to go outside help for that introduction?
No, I tell you, Frankie, I sit right next to Johnny, no notes. Just said, look, let me take this. And boy, does he ever.
Man, he's a man of a thousand voices. How are you guys doing up there in the frozen tundra? I heard it's going to be cold up there.
It's our first cold day, and it's a little windy, but I think it's going to be okay. But what are you going to be doing at the game Friday, Frankie? You're like the man of honor, right?
Yeah, first on this weekend for a Lions game. Hopefully trying to bring home a victory for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at 3:25, and I hear it's the game of the week. So,
oh yeah,
it will be a battle. Packers are on, and hopefully they can play at full strength. And like I said, they won the victory to the hometown fans of Green Bay.
Yeah, it's the Lions. That's going to be a tough game for the Packers. I mean, there's no bigger fans than the people in this room, but the Lions are favored by like 3.5 points, so they're going to have to Packers really, really got to play to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I no doubt about it. I mean, Lions are, you know, from what you hear throughout the sports world and all the betting odds and stuff like that, they're favorites to win that, to represent the India in the Super Bowl. But you still have to go out and play the games, and they are a very talented team. But I mean, hey, you know, any Sunday anybody can beat anybody.
Exactly.
So, you know, the Packers are going to have to go out there, play a mistake-free football game, not make any bonehead decisions, no turnovers. You know, just watching them recently, the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just they got to eliminate the mistakes, and a team that makes less mistakes and least turnovers is going to probably win the game.
Yeah, and not that Johnny and I would ever go to the casino and bet on the Packers, but can you even do that? We go after every Friday after the show. That's where we go. So the over-under is 48 and a half.
Oh, you can't ask him.
I'm just telling him.
They're all 48 and a half.
I'm very interested in his response.
Whatever he says, you can't use.
All right, Frankie, I'll let you go.
All right. I used to call me and say, hey, what's the line this week? Are you guys going to cover and stuff?
Wow.
No, I don't know. I think the one thing I do find intriguing and really kind of hard to gather in your mind is how these people in Vegas and these odds makers pick these lines. And man, for a lot of times they're like spot on. You know what I mean? And it's crazy, but it's a wild world. But you know, like I said, I don't gamble. I tell people, if you want to pick a winning team, ask me who I like, and then take the other team.
Well, you know, Frankie, you're talking about how close a couple of weeks ago the Packer over-under was 47.5. The final score was 47.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're learning that.
It is insane.
It is.
I don't know how they do it, but, I mean, I don't follow it, but it is. You know, I have a lot of degenerate friend gamblers who've always called me for advice, and I'm like, hey, listen, you know, you have a better chance of, you know, looking up on Google or something like that, so... Yeah. But it is amazing how they do pick it right on a lot of the times. So, no, of course, there's times where there's lopsided victories and stuff like that. But for the most part, they're pretty much,
they're right on.
Yeah, we're learning that the hard way.
Dennis from the Glam Band is here. Dennis?
Hey, Frank, good to talk with you this morning, my friend. A question, how does a guy from Hoboken find his way over to Western Illinois? I mean, how does a guy go from the mean streets
to the flatlands of
Illinois? Honest to Pete.
Man, it's a remarkable journey. I mean, I got to Western through going to junior college in Price, Utah, with a bunch of high school buddies and guys that I grew up with in New Jersey and in my area. I went out to college in Houston, Utah, in Price, Utah, which is about 3 hours south of Salt Lake City. And our offensive coordinator was Mr. Peterson, and his dad was the athletic director at Western. And after I played a year at Eastern, Western offered me a scholarship, and there was a couple of guys that went back to Western, and you know, I took that opportunity and attended the university, you know, Western Illinois University, and you know, pretty much the rest is history. But you know, I didn't have many offers, and my dad said, either you take that scholarship or you start paying rent next week. And you know, lo and behold, you know what they say, dad's always right. You know, take the advice from your parents, and I did, and it worked out pretty good for myself.
Hey, Frankie, we've got an old friend of yours, Kevin Burkle, on the phone, who's doing a great thing right now. He's down South Trinity. You're right, Kevin, take it away.
Frankie, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm down South right now, heading back on. Tomorrow morning, actually, at 5 a.m. I head back to Wisconsin. And I'll be back.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Flying back in. I've been down south working with the hurricane stuff.
Oh, awesome! So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. But
quite an adventure. I have a couple of friends that live down there, and it's been a last couple of years with all the hurricanes and stuff. And hopefully we're done with Mother Nature picking on the west coast of Florida for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually in Florida. I came to Florida third because. There's an area down here that was completely destroyed too. But the difference between Florida and that area and the North Carolina, Tennessee areas is the resources here are night and day because the water comes in, the water goes out. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, they lose stuff, but this place was like, Hiroshima. They dropped the bomb. I've never seen it in my life.
Yeah.
Where are your friends located? Are they in the North Carolina or Tennessee area?
No, I have some friends in Tennessee and North Carolina, but most of my friends live on the west coast of Florida. Okay. Shamar's up there in St. Pete's Beach up there, so I think they got hit pretty good. And a couple of friends from Milwaukee who pretty much got decimated too because they live right on the water. You know what they say? Those are rich man problems. You know, people that live right on the ocean and stuff like that. So, but you know, you feel for everybody, and hopefully everything works out for everybody. But that's remarkable that you're down there helping those people out, and it's good to give back and help others out.
Hey, Frankie, I'm sorry. I don't mean to change subject of something very important in life, but what do you think back on when you, me, and maybe some of the other guys were hanging out at Kevin's Bars in downtown Green Bay back in 94, 95, 96?
Out of control.
It's crazy. I mean, it seems like an eternity ago, but in reality, it also seems like it was 10 minutes ago. You go back there, and I'm 16 years old now. I just became a grandpa about 4 months ago.
Congrats.
And I'm looking back, and I was 1993, 1994, which, you know, people don't think about it, but it's, you know, that's over 30 years ago, you know. It was, there were some good times with some good friends, and, you know, a lot of those friends today, I still see him. I still see Kevin when I go up there. I usually stop at Kevin's bar and have, you know, a couple of soda pops with him and, you know, reminisce and stuff. But it's always great to see the people of Green Bay. I mean, I still, you know, I'll be up there in town tonight, and I'll see friends up there, and I'll meet people for a drink and stuff like that that I remain friends with since I've been up there, like, since 1992. So it's great to come back, and it's great to come back and support the Packers because they've been so great to me over the last, you know, 30, 40 years of my life.
Frank, I bet
it's deep, Frankie, is when you do come in, and the people still remember Frank like it was yesterday. I mean, the people that call up to him, a lot of people ask for autographs and a photo and stuff, which Frankie's really cool about. I mean, a lot of guys are like, get away, you know. Frankie's like, okay, yeah, I'll get it over with. I'm done. Thanks. Have a good day.
you gotta be nice.
It's crazy.
Right. And I think, Frankie, that is your reputation. I think people see you as one of those really nice
approachable guys.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So can I have your autograph when you come up?
Hey, Frank, I got to ask you a question real quick. We had Bryce Pop on last week, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, behind the scenes, you pull the curtain back a little bit in an NFL locker room, it might be a little different than you think. And he wanted an autograph from a Packer player, and the Packer player refused. He wouldn't give him one, but he wouldn't say who it was, a teammate. Any idea who that would be?
Wow.
Frankie?
Nobody comes to mind because, I mean, usually when you're up in the alumni suite, it's usually everybody's pretty cool about, you know, giving pitches and signing things for, you know, if kids are up there and stuff like that. I don't know who that would be. I don't see that happening to Bryce because Bryce was such a major part of those early 90s teams. And, you know, I know he wasn't the only one in the Super Bowl, but, you know, he went on, you know, being defensive player of the year in the NFL, which is a great accomplishment, and being all pro and stuff like that. But I don't know who that would be. But shame on him because I don't think that's
right. Kevin,
a nice gesture.
Hey, Kevin, we got to let you go because the phone lines. Great having you on. Great doing what you do. Let me know when you're back in town.
I'll be back tomorrow. Frankie, I'll see you this weekend.
All right, buddy, we'll say bye.
Hey, Frankie, hang on. We got a quick break, okay?
Okay.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mino the Mayor on a Friday morning. It is Packer football weekend. Dennis from the Glam Band is here, and we've got the legendary Frankie Winters joining us. Hey, Frankie, you know what I think is going on? People don't realize this sometimes until, you know, like you just told your story about going from Hoboken, New Jersey to Utah. And first of all, I got to tell you, I lived 20 miles north of Utah, and I used to be involved with a junior college, College of Southern Idaho. They didn't have football, but Dixie College and Snow College. I bet those were all the Eastern Arizona. Those were teams you played. And what I'm saying is the people out there look at guys from the East Coast as almost like the mafia's coming into town. I mean, they're wearing their cowboy boots, their real short hair and real conservative. Was that a little bit of a culture shock for you?
Well, I mean, it is when you get there. I mean, but, you know, you adapt to your surroundings and the people you're with and stuff. But it was a brief, you know, a brief time in my history, in my life. I spent about 18 months out there. I knew it wasn't going to be a permanent situation. So, it was an opportunity for me to take advantage of it, to get an opportunity to go out there, play a little bit, maybe, you know, get stronger in a weight room, get my grades up a little bit and have an opportunity to go to a four university and play, you know, football, something that I loved, and, you know, never anticipating that, you know, I would do it for the remain pretty much for my whole career, you know, and having the opportunity to play 16 years in the NFL. But, you know, it was an opportunity, and I stomped on it and made the best of it.
Tell us about that transition from the Chiefs to over here. Like, tell me how that was. How did you get notified? Why'd you come here? That whole thing.
Well, you know, at that point, I was in a league, I think 4 or 5 years, and I've kind of bounced around early in my career. You know, started a couple of games, you know, long snapped, all this stuff, and you know, and then when they brought in Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren, and I was contacted by them to come up there and, you know, have an opportunity to not only to, you know, make the team and play and help out, but, you know, have an opportunity to, you know, compete for a starting job and as you guys know, in the NFL, I mean, it's not for long. I mean, you go out there and, you know, they draft you. You always get guys who get drafted in the first round, and they're guaranteed 4 years and stuff like that. But as a free agent or a young guy or a low round draft pick, you got to compete every year. And they gave me an opportunity to go up there and lo and behold, I had an opportunity to play with some guys with some injuries, you know, some guys getting hurt and having the opportunity to play. And you just take advantage of those. And, right. You know, you go out there and perform and show them what you could do. And, you know, hopefully you do a good enough job where you could, you know, keep that job and get rewarded with a new contract and stuff. And that's what happened for, you know, having the opportunity to play up there 11 years and playing on some great teams with some great players, with some great coaches and, you know, having the opportunity to play in 2 Super Bowls and winning one.
Hey, Frankie, could you tell the story about how you saved Brett Favre by calling the hotel on, like, one of his very first practices of minicamp or something, and he, let's just say, overslept?
there's a lot of stories. There's so many of them, but... Well, look back at it those days, you know, we were like, you know, 20, 28, you know, I think Brett was like 23, you know, maybe I was 27. So,
Yeah, we did some things as a young player. You tend to look back on it and reflect as an older player. You're like thinking like, well, why did I do that? How did I do that? I don't know. I can't do that today because you know your body just doesn't allow it and stuff like that. But you know, it was You know, he was just a guy. We had fun. You know, we went out and had a couple of drinks and stuff like that. And sometimes people oversleep. You know, people miss planes. I mean, it's like, you know, things come up and, we play with guys and it was so funny because when Holmgren used to tell Brett, you know, we would have to be on a plane early and Brett was notoriously being late, always late. And, one year we took off without, I think Bubba Franks missed a flight. And then one weekend, Brett showed up. And he was like 20 minutes late. And, of course, Holmgren is chewing me out like it's my fault, you know. And when you're the superstar or the player or the caliber he was, you know, you tend to wait for those players.
Frankie, one other thing, though, that I still remember is when you first came to town, you had to feel so – I remember James Campen had you over for a barbecue. Do you remember that? And he invited me. And here, you were brought in to take his place, and this guy was so welcoming to you. I thought that was a really cool thing.
Yeah, James is a great guy.
Pull over, Frankie.
To this day, I still talk to James, you know, pretty much regularly throughout the season. He coached a long time after he got done playing. I think he's actually doing some work for the Packers as I speak. But he's been, you know, he's been the guy that's been very, you know, very helpful. A guy that has been, a great player for the Packers, and you know, just unfortunately, you know, guys get hurt in that business, and unfortunately for him, you know, he got hurt and never really played again because it was a major injury. But you know, he's a great guy, and most guys are very welcoming to young players, but you still got to remember those guys are trying to take your job and your livelihood.
Good. One last quick question here for you, Frankie. I've never seen you more mad on the football field than when TJ Rubley audibled.
Boy, that was a long time ago. People still remember that. It was a disappointing loss. They say you make one mistake in your life and it can ruin your career. And you know, you feel sorry for the guy from a personal standpoint, but he was a guy who probably shouldn't have did what he did, and he did. He changed the play, and instead of just getting the first down and kicking a field goal and hopefully winning the game, you know, throws a pick and. You know, things happen. I'm watching football the last couple of weeks. You look at the defensive back with the Bears.
We love that game.
Hey, Frankie, we're running out of time here, but I sure hope people get a chance to hook up with you this weekend.
All right, guys. Well, you guys enjoy and good luck for the Packers.
And, you know, if you don't have anybody to buy you beers, give me a call.
He won't all buy. Right. He'll join you. He'll join you.
We'll go to Burkle's. Burkle will buy it.
There you go. All right, there you go. Love it.
I'll see you there. Frankie Winters. Welcome back to Green Bay, brother.
You're listening to a special Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor. More with the guys coming up. More football. More music on the way. It's a three-hour special, and it features some of the best Friday content that we have for you from Burkle's One Block Over and Heights Pub and Parlor in Green Bay as well. So, fresh show for you coming up on Monday morning starting at 6 a.m. Don't miss out on that. But make sure and take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. You can find them online. Just go to civicmedia.us. Listen to their podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure and sign up for it and subscribe and all that good stuff. And while you're at it, make sure and subscribe to the WGBW or WISS newsletter. You can do that by going to wgbw.fm/newsletter or wiss.fm/newsletter. Get signed up today. More Mino and the Mayor on the way from 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 27-year-old man was killed trying to cross Interstate 43 on foot last night. Brown County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened in Denmark at I-43 and State Highway 96. The pedestrian was struck by two vehicles, the first driven by a Port Washington woman, the second by an Illinois man. The pedestrian died on the scene. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there's something you can do and a number you can call. Here's Terry Barr.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lierley.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. No, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
The Milwaukee Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch five games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Flurries this morning, mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15, tomorrow sunshine 25, on Sunday partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I know, and the mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Frankie Winters. Can't think of a better ambassador for the Packers than Frankie Winter. Such a wonderful guy. What's our time again? Dennis and the Glam Band. And of course, Heights Pub and Parlor at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. It's got a warm atmosphere, excellent service, top-notch food. And enjoy a superb lunch or dinner, savoring in a signature panini, prime Angus burger, or one of their feature plates. Enjoy a cold beverage or cocktail with happy hour specials Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. Even join them for happy hour specials during Badger football games and Packer home games. Their second story parlor offers the best space you'll ever find for hosting a private event or party. And you can use the third floor. Can you use the third floor, Ashley? Is there a third floor?
Yeah, it's like the loft area with the couch and loft. Some cozy chairs.
That's so cool. For more information, go to Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor, or online at
heightsgb.com.
Heightsgb.com. There we go.
Don't you have to say the www's anymore?
No, you don't have to.
Okay,
no.
I didn't know that.
If you don't know that, then
when
we're
did
in
they
trouble.
Change that?
I didn't. Did you 1997. Know that? I was going to say 20 years ago.
All right. Well, Dennis, introduce our very special guest.
Ladies and Germans, and I mean that, man, all the way from the mean streets of Green Bay.
West Side.
He came all the way over the bridge to represent. Ladies and Germans, we bring the lovely and talented Mr. Troy Hines in today to say hello and to talk about his music, his goals, his aspirations, and what he's also doing to help the hurricane victims.
Yes,
in North
this
Carolina.
Is very interesting. Yeah. Very good. First, I want to say hi to Ashley from Heights Pub.
Hello.
It's nice having you here finally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice
you're the people that work under you or whatever say, she just overslept. She didn't make it in. She blew you off. She didn't want to talk to Mino. She's trying to find an excuse.
So
it's good to finally have you.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we love what you do.
Yes.
And we love the fact that because of your sponsorship, we're able to have somebody like this gentleman, local talent. And we have the greatest vocalist in Green Bay, or excuse me, in the state of Wisconsin, with Glam Band Dennis here. So it's just a nice combination, and we just love the way we end our week by having this live segment. Thanks to Heights Pub and Parlor.
Thank you.
I just can't get it up.
You're responsible for all this happiness.
I know. I love it.
This is the favorite part of our show, though. I mean, we and it's also Friday, so we're done for a couple days. But we do look forward to this. We do enjoy this, and thanks for sponsoring this. And I love. Yeah, we go to your place for lunch often, and you've got great hours. And
we do.
Something special for the game this weekend?
Yeah, actually, for the Badger and for the
Penn
Badger
State
game,
this week, right?
We've got, versus Iowa.
I'm sorry, Iowa.
Yes, right on my stomping grounds.
Yep.
We'll have our happy hour prices during the Badger game. So nice. $4 drafts, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles of beer. And then we'll be open for the Packer game also with at 11. And so come in because it's a 3 o'clock game.
Right.
So
right.
Come in and have some lunch and some drinks. And then during the game, we've got happy hour drink prices as well.
Your food is incredible.
It is. Great burgers with Heinz ketchup.
Well, Dennis, talk to this guy
Speaking
here.
Speaking of Heinz.
Yeah. Talk to this gentleman here. Very interesting. We're just talking a little bit. You're from Green Bay, but you lived in a place that I've traveled to in Boone, North Carolina, Appalachian State.
Alumni. Yes.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But I'm not.
Thank
even
you for reading Michigan, by the way.
Everybody knows that story.
Biggest upset in college football history. But anyway, the thing is that our guy Kevin is out there in that area, and I think it's one of the most beautiful areas I've ever traveled through in my entire life. I was shocked.
It is.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
North Carolina was so great. That's your area, and it was hit hard, right?
Devastated. I've been on several conversations with. Friends of mine that still live there, that live in the Asheville area, in the Boone area, they're like, Troy, it's really bad. And the media doesn't really portray what's actually going on down there. But I've been kind of following Kevin's efforts as well. Thank you, Kevin Burkle, for I don't know Kevin personally, but I do. I know he's doing a lot down there. So
he couldn't believe it. He said where somebody's house used to be right here and it's disappeared.
Yeah, it's really bad. Reports that Asheville probably will not be the same for years to come.
I can imagine.
And what a great community Asheville is, you know, in terms of it's not beautiful. Huge, it's not sprawling. It's kind of like Green Bay a little bit. And the media does what the media wants to do. So I think I'm so grateful that even here in just little Green Bay that, you know, you, Troy, you got a big event coming up to sponsor him. Kevin's done a good job. And you know, there's a lot going on in our community to support, especially the people down in Asheville.
Right. It's, you know, something that I felt like I had to do my best to try to do something to give back to that community because it gave so much to me. And, you know, what better way to, the only way that I thought that I could do it was with, you know, with the music and with the awareness of that.
Do you want to mention that real quick?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, you got that relief concert.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about that. It's just come to fruition just as of this week. We've, you know, had to find a venue. We had to find a day that worked. So this is the first you're probably going to hear about it, but we're doing a local benefit to benefit the people of Western North Carolina and, you know, the damage that they incurred down there. It's going to take place on Sunday afternoon, December 8th, from like 1 to 4, 1 to 5 at Ned Kelly's downtown, just a few doors down here. They've donated the venue to us. We're going to have four local bands, Burnt Toast and Jam,
nice.
The Chocolatiers, Troy Hines and the 57s, as well as Bright Hollow. So we're going to do some 50-50 raffles. Wow. We're going to get some money at the door. We're going to do some baskets and that kind of thing. So put it on your calendar. It's going to be a great event. The Packer game's on Thursday that week, so it just kind of lined up perfectly for all the musicians' schedules. Wow. You know, it's like herding cats trying to get four bands all at the same place at the same time.
When it's for a cause, though, the magic happens. They all come together.
Exactly. This whole thing is coming together very quickly.
Great bands, too. My goodness. Burnt Toast and Jam, I've known them for over 20 years and what have you.
Legends,
Chocolatiers are amazing, as you know. And your band, it's, of course, I mean, I've seen you play over the years as well, and you're stylish, man. I love what you do.
Thank you.
And
likewise.
What can you say about makeup? But anyways, the group of four is going to be amazing. So fool yourself by thinking you're going to see a band and surprise yourself by being at a great event for a great cause and whatnot. How long has Kevin, by the way, how long has he been down there? Is he just going back and forth making trips?
It's got to be 2 weeks.
It's got to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, easy 2 weeks.
Is he coming back and forth making trips?
He's staying down there.
That tells you how bad it is.
Absolutely.
I guess if you see that, I thought his intention was to drop things off, he can do, and then come back.
Yeah. No, he's staying down there.
Boy, that just tells you all you need to know, I suppose.
Well, let's hear some music, my friend.
Well, you have something that actually ties into this.
Yeah, this is a tune that I wrote when I was living in Asheville and, you know.
Beautiful college town.
Just decided to come back and pay a little visit to Wisconsin, and I ended up staying here. I've been here back here for over 20 years now. Met my wife and that kind of changed everything. So this one's kind of about that. It's called Southern Comfort, and it ties into that whole Asheville mountain thing. So go something like
beautiful.
This.
Beautiful.
Right. I left Carolina. I was beat, broken down. I spent all my money. The house at the edge of town. Going back to Wisco, this time I'll get it right. But I miss that southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Well, back in my hometown, things ain't all so bad. Met myself a real fine girl, lost some habits that I had. I feel a whole lot better when I lay to sleep at night. I dream of southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Can't you hear those fiddles play? Play one more for me. Up here in the cold wide north, being the man that I have to be. When I wake up in the morning and the sun it burns my eyes, I roll over and realize I need those northern lights. Thank you.
I picked up my guitar and I started this country band. Still drink that Tennessee whiskey, head south every time I can. When I see the Blue Ridge and the moon, it's full and bright. Know I'm near that southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Can't you hear those fiddles playing? Play one more for me. Up here in the cold white north, being the man that I have to be. When I wake up in the morning and the sun, it burns my eyes. Roll over and realize I need those northern lights. Can't you taste that southern comfort? Don't you feel that southern comfort? Don't you miss that southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights?
Very fitting.
That's that was a great awesome. Song.
Well done, Troy.
You have such clean lyrics
yep.
and clean vocals. And it's just, this sounds crazy.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I can't understand every word you say.
Yeah. Hey!
I mean, I'm a big Springsteen guy, but 99% of the time, I don't know what he's saying.
Or Elton John.
Or if you don't know, right? I love that how clean that was.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that was, we were talking about blues earlier. You want to talk about a song written from the heart.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it.
And Troy, I would just pick up what Johnny said. We have musicians in here every Friday. Your singing is just different than your voice, right? It's just, I'm sure you hear that a lot, but it's just very clear, very easy to understand and heartfelt. That was great.
Thank you very much.
We love that.
I write them from the heart.
Cleanest Kenny Chesney.
It's true.
And I mean that, man.
Ashley, do you guys have music at your place at all?
Well, we
Have you heard her sing?
No. Yeah. Can she?
Fantastic.
So we are excited to share that on Friday night, November 15th, Michaela Lee will be playing live at Heights Pub and Parlor from 7 to 10 p.m. Yeah. So
she was here, right?
Yeah, she was a guest here on Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. So, she's great.
Who found her? Was that you, Dennis, or was that Amanda?
That would have been Amanda. Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. She's great. So we're awesome. Super excited.
And when is
about
that again?
November 15th.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 7 to 10.
Off that day. Nice. Be there for
Troy,
that.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing. I'm glad you asked because
it's kind of my job.
this Saturday, I'm playing over at Mackinac's Grill and Spirits from 6:30 to 9:30. The plan was I was going to be playing with my good friend David Wani of the Bar Tab Band. He unfortunately popped positive yesterday for COVID, and it's going to probably be just myself at Mackinac's.
No disrespect to that guy, but yeah.
Yeah. And then November is a busy month for me. On the 9th, I'll be over at Richard Cranium's on Broadway with Troy Hines and the 57s, the full band.
Nice.
And then the 22nd, 50th birthday party for yours truly.
Wow.
All right.
I'll be over at the legendary Lenny's Tap on Broadway as well.
Hey, Troy, who's TJ, Troy?
JT.
JT.
My brother.
Yeah, yeah. He's checking in. He said, good job, bro.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
He's also an Appalachian State alumni and is from that area.
Go Mountaineers.
Yeah.
So. Well, they've got a big music program, don't they?
They do. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of good music comes out of that area of bluegrass. Mm-hmm. You know, they're legendary for the bluegrass music. So I incorporate some of that into my music. Troy Hines and the 57s usually features Molly Levine. She's a fantastic fiddle player.
I love fiddle players.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. I just
like bluegrass.
Don't you? I mean, just,
oh, absolutely.
Just watching them go at it the way they do is just phenomenal.
Yeah, we're going to get her here next time. We're going to do this again.
Fantastic. Right. Stick around, okay?
Yep.
Ashley, you can stick around?
Sure.
Dennis, you're not going any place.
No, sir.
Jim, you can leave.
See ya.
All right. We'll be back. Breakfast.
You know what to do. You got to stick around, right? More of Mino and the Mayor's Black Friday special featuring the best of Football Friday from Burkle's One Block Over and our live music series from Heights Pub and Parlor in Green Bay. Every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we take an hour and we just have some fun as we head off into the weekend. It's always a lot of fun, informative. You never know what kind of stuff's going to go on. It's kind of usually wacky. More with Mino and the Mayor on the way. Don't go anywhere. From 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa, how about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
Now, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank you, Michael!
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor Show here today, wrapping up on a Friday. We just love these Fridays. Tell you what, we have so much fun with the Throwback Packers and, of course, the bar scene and, of course, the music scene. And Ashley is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. What do you got going on, Ashley?
Well, it's Friday, so come on out to Heights for our perch plate, beer battered, or pan-fried walleye.
Oh, when does that start? What time does that start?
9 o'clock this morning.
Beer battered and perch are at 11. Oh, the pan-fried is tonight.
I'm sticking around.
Is there anything better than pan-fried walleye?
What? Two pan-fried walleye.
Yeah.
Only thing it's better than one is two.
I know.
Two.
I know.
And if you're headed to the Meyer Theater tonight, you can catch some dinner with us before the show. We also have some new featured plates on the menu. They change about every 2 to 3 weeks. So currently we have French onion dip served with crostini, small slices of toasted bread, the Mediterranean ribeye sandwich, and the rotisserie chicken sandwich, both with your choice of side. And yeah, that's it.
Sounds besides great. The games. What's at the Meyer tonight, you know?
Right down here in Washington.
I do not remember.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
A couple blocks from the Meyer. Perfect.
Yeah, we're
perfect,
right here.
Perfect. I think it's that country guy. Eddie Montgomery?
Or... from Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, yes, that's the name. Yeah.
Really? I'll be dipped.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. That's a tragedy. Indeed. Losing his partner in that helicopter thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Troy, once again, Jim always has one question he has to ask every single musical gifted person that comes in this room.
I do, Troy, and I love music, and even though sports town, love music. Did you have somebody, a teacher, was it your parents, grand? What got you to say, look, this is where I belong?
I had a guy that lived next door to me in college. His name was Jake Eckert, and he was from Atlanta, and he, you know, was just always playing guitar. He's still playing guitar in New Orleans these days, and, you know, I was like, man, this guy's amazing. He plays, you know, Little Feat, Allman Brothers, all this stuff that I loved, and Grateful Dead. And he, you know, we sat down and, you know, every Friday and Saturday night, we get a couple acoustic guitars out. And I did a lot of, you know, cut my teeth that way. So, yeah, just really was, you know, pretty heavy in the jam band music when I was younger. Mixed a little bluegrass. My dad owned some taverns when I was a kid in Green Bay. Always old school country on the jukebox.
Which taverns?
Speed's Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
On Bodart.
Oh, yeah.
And the main attraction, which was out on Main Street.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on something. Speed's was banned by Vince Lombardi for his players going there. True or false?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that's true. I heard that's true.
A little too rowdy for his players and a little too much fun.
There was a lot of fun going on there from what I've been told.
I'll tell you another quick thing. Herb Brooks, the legendary gold medal winning hockey coach, of course, 80 Olympics, legendary thing. I was at a banquet with him one time, and he played for the St. Paul Saints, I think it was, which was in the same league as the Green Bay Bobcats.
Yes.
And I said, what do you remember about coming to Green Bay? Any good memories or bad memories? He says, well, the bad memories, I guess, is during every game, we'd get in fist fights, every single game. And then after the game, we'd all get together at this phenomenal bar called Speeds, and we'd close it down. That was Herb Brooks.
That's awesome. Good story. Yeah. I don't think I've heard that one.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here you go.
Exactly.
Well, Dennis, what do you think? Another song from this gentleman?
We should. Anything else you want to promote? I mean, I know your partner couldn't be with you today. What's down the pike for you? What's the future looking like for you? I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you, but what's the future hold
for
you?
I believe this might be the winter to do some creation. I'd like to write some more music. It's been a year or two since I've come out with a new album, so that's on my mind. And I think I'm going to take some time and get that going.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Will you do that here? Do you go someplace to write? What do you say? You want to get an album? Write some new music?
As a father of three.
No.
And,
A room with a door.
Yeah, exactly. And a lock on it. So,
okay. All right. I got it.
And we're not joking, because was that Ariel Perez that we had on here for the Press Gazette? Phenomenal writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Yeah. And we're talking about how nobody goes to the office anymore. And he goes, I miss it. I've got like three kids. Going away to the office to write. It's kind of...
got to throw in a shameless plug that when I'm not playing music, I am a mortgage loan officer. So if anybody needs
there you
to
go.
Refinance or buy a home,
I got
please
you,
look
brother.
Me up. Yes, please look me up.
NMLS number?
All right.
204-1870.
There you go. Troy Hines.
841-642.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Troy Hines, would you take us out? Dennis from the Glam Band, thank you so much for being here. Love what you do for us.
Thank you, brother.
Ashley, thank you for sponsoring this entire thing.
Thank you.
Todd, great work again this week.
Got it.
All right, we're going to miss Nikki. She's gone next week. Have fun in Hawaii, Nikki.
Thanks for having me, guys.
She has
really
a tan on already.
I know. Yeah,
must be big, nice. Big.
Have a good time.
Troy Hines, take us up, my brother.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, this last song is called 29 Steps. It's a song I wrote about meeting the night I met my wife. And we met at a bar that was on Washington Street here back in the day.
Nice.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, before we go, can you quickly plug the event one more time?
Benefit concert to, help out the people in Western North Carolina. Sunday afternoon, December 8th, we're going to have Burnt Toast and Jam, Chocolatiers, Troy Hines and the 57s, and Bright Hollow.
We'll keep pushing that here.
1 to 5 at Ned Kelly's. We'll mention that too.
All right.
First time I saw you, you sure caught my eye. Said, come to this party if you want to get high. Gave me the address, and then you said goodbye. I had to work the next morning, so I just passed on by. I had to work the next morning, so I just passed on by. I thought about you for the next couple of days. Hurt you and another had just parted ways. We met on a Monday, and that's when I knew you'd be my girl by the time the night was through. You'd be my girl by the time the night was through.
And that's going to wrap it up for this Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor. Great football content. Football Fridays, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over, and our live music series, courtesy of our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor on Washington Street in Green Bay. We'll have more great football content and live music next Friday, but Monday morning, a brand new show with Jim Schmidt and John Mino.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. We weren't just digging into turkey on Thanksgiving. Adobe Analytics says American consumers spent more than $6 billion yesterday shopping online. That's a new Thanksgiving Day